This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Justin Horton. Episode number 1397 is here. We're talking today about pandemic. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. A flu pandemic is a global outbreak of a new flu virus. A flu epidemic is different from the dreaded pandemic that scientists and officials at the World Health Organization worry is imminent. Pandemic is also a word that can be misused to cause unfounded fear, unwarranted acceptance or struggle and lead to unnecessary suffering and death. A pandemic is a disease that spreads across several countries and affects a large number of people. It refers to infectious diseases such as plague and flu, but it is also used to refer to other health conditions such as cancer, obesity and addiction. A pandemic means that a disease has increased in the world population or that an infection has occurred. Pandemo, demos of local people in a crowd, is an epidemic of an infectious disease that spreads over a large area and affects a significant number of people. Pandemics are characterized by their occurrence over a relatively short period of time, but today several infectious diseases with a high incidence persist, occur globally and are transmitted by humans. Widespread or endemic diseases with a stable number of infected people are not pandemics. A pandemic is an outbreak of an infectious disease occurring over a broad geographic area, has a high prevalence and affects a large proportion of the world population for several months. Pandemics are caused by epidemics that are outbreaks of diseases to a part of the world, such as a single country. Pandemic is a type of epidemic that spreads to at least three countries or regions. This deficiency can cause the sudden and rapid spread of a new disease among people and communities around the world. A pandemic is caused by a virus such as the coronavirus 2019, which spreads from person to person. A virus can be transmitted from person to person from a non-living object to a human, even if the infected do not show any symptoms. Several countries have shown that pandemics can be suppressed or controlled. But when a new virus hits two countries or regions, a global pandemic is inevitable at some point. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization declared the spread of coronavirus outbreak as a pandemic and admitted what seemed obvious at the time, that a new coronavirus is rapidly spreading in countries around the world. The COVID-19 virus, which has ravaged at least 114 countries and killed over 4,000 people, is now a pandemic, the WHO said Wednesday. At least 8 countries, including the U.S., have reported more than 1,000 cases of COVID-19, which is caused by the coronavirus, and infected at least 120,000 people. According to WHO, the last pandemic of the H1N1 flu virus killed more than 18,000 people in more than 214 countries and territories. The next flu pandemic occurred in 2009, when a subtype of the H2N1 virus spread rapidly to several regions of the world. World Health Organization has warned that if the outbreak is not brought under control, the Zika virus can become an explosive global pandemic. The spread of the novel coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 was defined by the World Health Organization as a pandemic on March 11, 2020 due to the sudden emergence and global spread of COVID-19. Unlike previous influenza pandemics, Asian influenza disproportionately affects the elderly and has a higher mortality rate in outbreaks. As you can see, pandemics are not defined by their growth rate, but by the spread of the disease. Many initial outbreaks, such as the 1918 flu pandemic, seem to follow this growth pattern. The new pandemic, known as COVID-19, puts the outbreak in a different category than several recent deadly outbreaks, including the recent Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the 2016 Zika virus outbreak and the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The World Health Organization uses a 6-step classification process to describe the process by which a new influenza virus evolves from the first human infections to a pandemic. The process begins with an animal being infected with the virus. A few cases where the virus infects people then moves on to the stage where the virus is transmitted to humans and finally to the end of the infection stage in humans when the virus spreads globally. Raising the pandemic alert level from level 4 to level 5 is a signal to countries to implement appropriate, predefined disease control strategies. One thing that we know is that this pandemic is not yet over because the virus is still circulating throughout the world, not just in the United States, and
we know this because we no longer see excessive mortality rates in the world daily from the virus. The virus circulates in children, and that keeps the pandemic alive because children circulate the virus, and we will see more groundbreaking infections in adults than in children. This pandemic is global in that most nations around the world will be able to treat COVID-19 and other respiratory viruses that they have been dealing with for years. But in the future, another disease such as SARS-CoV-2 is likely to circulate in the human population, becoming an endemic infection rather than a seasonal disease such as influenza. The stress of the pandemic has been tough, not least for the people who work and wait for customers during the pandemic. The team is concerned about the fear of taking jobs from Britons at a time when the economy is suffering from coronavirus and the rise of anti-Asian hate crimes in the diaspora. Episode 1397 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Justin Horton. Adios.